So, I call it geisha and opium discussions later.
It is that draw in Rosita. So
we still all haven't seen the Dark Knight Rises yet.
Yeah, yes. And lucky friend of the best listener for not doing a Dark Knight spoiler, because I haven't seen it because I'm poor and lonely.
We didn't have to, no, that was last week, too.
Welcome to session number four, everybody.
Hey, welcome back to 1164, or 1174.
74.
1174. Damn it. I'll get it right when we did. As always, I'm your host, Colin and Tsuruchi Masaoto. And we are unfortunately down our Bayushi today, as he is enjoying a well-earned vacation. Have fun.
He's on a boat, yo.
He's on a boat.
Don't
it's the only time you'll see
Bayushi. Yes, you do. So, for Shiro.
So.
Whoa. He's up in here.
But we do celebrate the return of our other scorpion, because we can never get rid of all of them.
Nope.
All right. And where we last left, everyone, you guys were a couple days out from the Lionlands. We're going to investigate the comeuppance that occurred during the Topaz Championship. And for the most part, I mean, you're still traveling through Crane Lands, which you know pretty well.
Yep.
Very nice. I mean, they're kind of not in the best shape right now. It's still a year post-war. I mean, they've recovered to a fair extent. Ukraine did help a good deal in removing the plague, so that helped, but mostly out of necessity because they were hit pretty hard by it. So it's pretty quiet, quieter than it should be. The microphone is moving towards me, so I'll endeavor to quiet down a little bit.
No, actually, you
should speak up.
That's fair. Okay. The transition from Cranelands to Lionlands, it's not something you're really expecting to be pleasant, but you have a couple days before that, so you can still kind of enjoy, you know, Crane hospitality to an extent. I mean, you're on the road, you're not really having nice sake houses or inns or taverns or anything like that. It's, you know, you're on the road, so it's a bit of travel, more than most of you have ever really dealt with, aside from to the Topaz Championship. Certainly more than you've dealt with on the road.
I hate this
peculiar,
smelly, ugly beast under my legs.
Is he geisha? Oh, you're talking about your horse. Sorry.
I dislike this riding.
Well, it's something samurai should do. Learn how to ride a horse.
He's a shugenja and a yartou.
Samurai should also know how to do aijutsu.
So, here's two questions for you. One is, do we have like a letter or seal or something saying,
do,
hey,
yes,
don't kill us?
Yes, you do. Which is very important to the lawyers that
I have. I have the
he has
don't kill
all
us papers at the moment.
Rush to my husband.
Number one. Number two, are we in a cart? Like, or how is this?
Dave, you were given horses.
Okay, so we're just on horses, yeah.
We're borrowing them from our clan.
Yes,
basically, you probably rode into the town.
Either from your clan or from the
horse.
That's
right, the horse you're borrowing from your clan.
Okay.
And don't get it killed because it's bad.
Don't
horses
worry.
Are expensive.
It's your lord's property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
yeah, no, I
understand.
Yeah. Very expensive, yeah. But I'm totally like, my. We're riding along, you're complaining about the horse, I'm completely relaxed on this thing. Like, my riding's okay, but it's just like, it does not care.
Yeah. Actually, like, Masaru likes being on the road. He likes camping out.
He's a
Haruma.
Yeah.
These are not
the courts.
This is pleasant.
Yeah, it's probably very shuttle. It's probably even more comfortable.
But I'm a little more comfortable
just being out
in the Crane Lands, but
right.
Then now we're starting to move out. Not that I wouldn't travel, it's just I was hoping not to have to do this.
Yeah.
Whenever I find a good site to honor the Kami, I ask for a stop so I can pray to them.
That's fair. I mean, there are little like roadside shrines and stuff on occasion in the garden. Nothing was major. It's just, you know, people go by. They submit tributes to the fortune of the roads, you know. So basically, that would be the big major one that's out here.
Now, that's something that Shugenja have to do often. Or is that just
no?
Just
it's, that's a character quirk. I mean, they
yeah.
do pray at least once daily to get, you know, to stay in communication with the Kami. They basically can decide when they want to do that. They tend to generally make a routine of it.
Okay.
The mantis, I mean, it's pretty widely known, though not exactly what, but the mantis are really superstitious, if be given their particular lot, you know, sailors, especially the Orotomo, and he's the Orotomo Chigenya, so it's not completely out there for him to be praying constantly, or nearly constantly.
There tends to be a pattern. It's whenever there's a water source near the shrine, is when I ask.
You'll get that. I mean, it happens. And there are some nice spots there that where they kind of have, like, rest stops, pit stops set up, you know, because the roads are well-traveled, especially out of Suma. It's expected. Generally, people are going the other way, but, I mean, this would be the road that you would be following. You're probably a day or so behind the Lion Clan delegation as they head back to the Lion Clan. So, I mean, it's a well-traveled pathway. It still kind of bears the marks, scars of it, of the war, but it's not as bad as all that has been. But you're still a few days out, and you get to the night of the first day, and I would assume you guys set up camp, but who am I to tell you what to do?
No, we keep riding through. No, we set up
camp. I mean, you find a nice spot. As I said, there are roadside shrines, rest stops, and stuff like that. So,
is there anybody else in the area or by ourselves?
Not with anyone else around at this point. For the most part, I mean, the year, there's been less travel, because most of the times are rebuilding. You'd imagine come the court season, which will be in a few months, or a month, or a couple, well, towards the winter, really more, there will be some travel to and from the major courts, especially the Empress's Winter Court. But other than that, it's, you know, people, you're not really near the capital, which is gets the most traffic in and out, or particularly close to the coast, where you have more travel, just because that's where a lot of the trade and stuff goes and it comes from, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a pretty quiet night. As always, the obsidian moon has made everything nice inky black up in the sky, and, yeah, you guys are chilling.
Opportunist
role
playing. No!
That's what happened. Dude, it sounds like a railroad.
Well, I. Oh,
yeah.
No,
it's a railroad. It's the opposite of a railroad.
There's probably a couple things I do after camping. One is, which is probably weird to see, is practicing kind of that Kikita form. Not, you know, because I did so well in the Topaz Championship. One round that I must. I kind of got taste for it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. So he's going to. So he starts practicing for that. Just try like that quick, like, you know, quick pulling out the katana from that position and just, you know.
Yeah.
And then maybe when I'm done with that, start, you know, people getting settled in, start telling a story or two. Some might be a little bit more cranially related than others, but.
Yeah, I'll start cooking dinner, and I'll definitely want to set up a lunch.
I'm the PSing in this character, and kind of getting to know him a little bit, and being as friendly
he's
as...
He's pretty taciturn, but, you know, as his standard for the next character.
Yeah, I mean, being very, very respectful from the conversation, but just kind of like, just basically being nice to the fellow client without getting in the space. And then as soon as I detect that he's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, nice talking to you, you know,
right.
Bail
yeah,
off a little bit. Probably, I would actually kind of scope out the area around for, you know, I don't know, not so friendly things, just in case, you know, just kind of keep an eye out, well, if anyone was going to actually come at us, where would they come from, basically.
And you can make a investigation roll if you'd like.
just an 8.
You don't see anything. I mean, it seems pretty calm. There's not a whole lot of anything, but you're having a hard time. I mean, these are not lands you're familiar with or anything, so it's peculiar. You know, I mean, the geography's not that different, but it's more coastal. And it's very well traveled. You don't get the sense there's probably going to be a whole lot of banditry on this particular road. But maybe we're getting the Lion Lands, who knows.
Okay. I will offer you to keep first watch, though.
Okay.
So there we were, pursuing the Gaijin pirates. They were maybe half a day's journey from us. And what do? Start killing their own and throwing them in the water. Sharks, bigger than I've ever seen before, showed up and churned up the waters. Wasn't for my mentor. We would have had a hard time through there. But we made those pirates pay.
What's wrong with your character's name again?
Yotomo-san?
I want to be Sama, because this is the thing I do.
I'm telling you, sharks bigger than...
What's a shark?
You know what sharks are. You've heard stories about them.
It's a very large fish with big teeth. These shark were about as big as three of those horses put together.
How many were there?
Well, I don't know. Too many to count, but quite a few.
Glad you survived.
Well, I wasn't in the water, was I?
I'm writing some of this down.
The comics of the wind goes the palace
right here, but with my own twist.
And then this green hero wrote this.
And I tend to tell lots of stories about that. I don't boast at things I've done, but I tell stories about mostly my family hunting down pirates. They're mostly not Gaijin. I would imagine there aren't that many of them around.
They don't really show up that much. I mean, during the war, Dark Fight and the Destroyer Wars, there was some invasions, probably where you're talking about. There were attempts to get to the Mantis Islands. They were not very successful, as the Mantis have a tendency to blow up ships that try to get to the Mantis Islands. They don't want to get there.
So I tell lots of stories about hunting down, like, common pirates and stuff, much like my story.
Okay. I might tell a story like my father hunting in the Shadowlands or something.
So, tell us, Sam, what do you think we should do once we finally make it to the Lion's Lands?
Well, I suppose some of us that have magistrate training and who are better speakers should probably ask Ron quietly. Myself, I know that is not necessarily my skill set.
Well, Tsuruchi-san will give you any kind of direction.
He said simply, do not accuse anyone outright. It would make everyone look bad. We're just keeping our eyes out, gathering some information. We do have the authority to do so, but we don't want to offend anyone. Unless we have to.
So I assume we just hit the houses that were in question.
We could do that, or hit the villages near those houses might be more useful. The common people have a lot of interesting information.
If we've got the, what's it called? What's the money called again?
Kogu.
If we've got the Kogu to spare.
Well, it does not cost too much.
Yeah,
I doubt they're going
to give anything that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
You could just be like, you, peasant, tell me everything you know about this. Oh, several times I don't really know.
Yeah, because we have a higher status than they are. Garbage is not the word to do that. They're just lower standing. They're like the lowest.
Them being garbage is the right mindset.
The thing is, peasants aren't even on the Divine Order.
Well, they are. They just don't have any status. They're not noble.
They have their place, but
they're not.
But we know that we're firmly above them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, let's just put it this way. We're going to the Lion Lands. We're clearly the
Lions are kind of jerks to the peasants.
I know, but I'm saying you have a bunch of peasants, right, who are at the bottom of this whole reconstruction thing. And here's some friendly samurai looking for some information, passing out some funds to help rebuild. You'd be surprised how quickly information flows that way.
Ha! I slap you on the back.
It's an interesting way to go, but one would think that their duty to their clan...
We're not having them give up information about their clan negatively. We're just trying to find out some basic information. And, if anything, we're being extremely honorable and respectful by assisting them in their...
Samurai dealing with money is generally considered dishonorable.
Yeah, totally.
Right. But I mean, like, it's literally... Well, I mean, it's the difference... Another guy asked this. Is it considered, like, giving a bribe? Or is it literally offering... just
what you're doing... So the problem... The reason why it's dishonorable, especially in this case, is because if you're paying those peasants, what you're saying is your lord cannot provide for you.
Man, I would not survive in this world at all.
These are things that your characters
raise good knowledge.
Yeah.
So this stuff your character knows, not necessarily you know.
Really should get a PDF of these. And by PDF, I mean a totally legal copy that I paid at my local friendly store. Support your local stores, people.
Is it RPG.net or like DriveThruRPG?
DriveThruRPG is the place to go.
Playing games.
Let's
pay us, right?
Cheaper items.
Yeah. Throwing money around is very uncouth and dishonorable.
I don't think Yoski and Yorotomo Courtiers get away with it, and that's just because they've done it for so long.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's dishonorable. Like, shut up, I'm doing it.
Alright, fair enough.
Yeah, people expect it from
them. I'm even thinking you, my friend, might be able to notice some of the things being of the lion's respect your kinds of skills. I respect your kind of skills.
That's because you're not a lion,
your
sir.
First job is going to be getting funny with this genre people who can, so you can actually get something done.
This hammer serves me well when I can actually hit it.
That's it.
Yeah, my tentative.
you didn't pick the hammer.
Serves me very well when it hits something.
You should generally be shooting things with lightning.
Yeah.
That kind of hits automatically.
Doesn't do that much damage, though.
You get a free raise.
Lightning bolts
that's
don't hit out, don't do a lot of damage.
It's 5k2, I think.
You get a free raise.
That's still plenty.
That's still plenty of damage.
Anyway, so I guess if nothing else, no one else wants to do anything, nothing crazy happens during the night.
So, I mean, it's a calm night. It's not bad. When you guys wake up pretty much with the sun, go about your morning ablutions, and then hit the road again. And again, the journey for the most part isn't very bad. It's a well traveled road. On the horizon, you do start getting like there's a change in the weather. You can see there's a cloud, like it's a pretty dark cloud up ahead. You would guess over the wildlands.
Not any cloud.
Well, it's cloudy, like a very large group of clouds.
For someone like me, are there any indications of the plague yet? Like, I mean, I'm not familiar with their lands, but weren't the lions led
just
by the
bad
plague?
Weather up ahead.
No,
you
well,
they seem to like.
No. I'm just asking as we travel, if we're seeing any effects of the plague.
Oh, the effects of the plague.
I mean,
because I don't know where it happened.
You can make a geography roll if you'd like,
yeah.
Or a medicine roll, or you could try talking to the commune and see what they have to say. If you want to use like commune, the spell.
Yeah, sure.
Talking to commune is always fun.
I would have done this the night before, then maybe.
That's fine.
What's commune? It's
It's whatever element you want to cast it as. Aside from void.
If I was going to do water, probably water. Your best bet.
Yeah.
I mean, your highest.
Your affinity number one.
There are some commune of water around.
21.
Okay. You didn't call any raises, so you can basically ask them one question.
I've heard these lands are plagued, my friend. Whereabouts are they plagued?
Oh, human speaks with me. How interesting. The big metal one stopped through here, followed by the one who brought the filth. But he tended towards more in the direction of the other humans who speak with me very frequently.
Ooh, I wish I had gotten raises.
hard
to say.
Oh, okay.
Kami are weird. Shape is Kami, by the way, or is it just you?
You see it.
Okay.
No, you know.
Oh, do I only
see it? No, you just basically see him meditate for a while.
It's like you're just sitting there kind of doing anything.
Yeah.
I guess it's dishonorable to poke him with a stick.
Generally, it's dishonorable to poke anyone with a stick.
I will whack you so hard if you start doing that.
And then we need a new
Joe.
Honestly, the way I'm going, we're going to need a new Joe real quick.
I don't know, Matt's the only one.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, another one hit, what do you want? That's Matt's luck.
First attack of the game.
Matt. If you play it hard,
that's a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, your coat's still from
there. I can't last anymore, just give my mouth shut.
Good enough.
Joe was like that. Anything? Nope. Okay. All
right.
The next morning.
Yep. So you guys are traveling along. Yeah, the clouds are dark up ahead. I'm assuming since you're a doji, you're a courtier, your family, because you've had an alliance with the lion for a while now. The clans have been allied, being the two most honorable, along with the Phoenix clans in the Empire on average. They have a lot in common. They used to hate each other a lot, but they've gotten over that in recent years, or at least put that aside for the most part. Would your parents have ever taken you into the Lionlands? Like, when you were a kid, maybe? I'm assuming
because I'm a family of them.
Yeah.
How much I remember, maybe.
Right. Well, I mean, from what you can remember, the Lion are basically the living plains, and it's the largest open plains in Rokugan. They're all held by the Lion Clan. It's basically the breadbasket. For the most part, is the crane, the lion, the scorpion live kind of in the breadbasket of Rokugan. And the lion especially, the most abundant and harvestable fields. They're very nice. They're called the unbroken fields of the lion. It's kind of unpredictable weather on occasion, because it's getting a lot still of the coastal winds, but also the kind of dry air from the mountains to the west. But it does make the land extremely fertile. It's how the lion can field the largest army. Have the largest just clan numbers at all times. I mean, it does, their lands are prone both to flood and drought, depending on the moods of the kami at the time and what they feel like doing. But, and their winters can be pretty long, but it's just a very good cultural fertile land because of the combination of warm summer temperatures, extremely fertile wet soil. I mean, they grow a lot of things, most of the mainland's food comes from the Lion Lands. And you just remember it being very fertile, kind of warm. For the most part, when you were there, it was pretty pleasant, because the crane aren't going to travel in the middle of a rainstorm. It's very gosh. I mean, you didn't have to do something like that. So it was a very nice place, but as far as lands go, the people tend to be kind of taciturn and jerks, and, you know, very Kurosawa-esque height of nobility samurai, you know, because that's the line for you. So, but towards the end of the second day, you guys do get closer to the border, and the clouds do seem very dark and thick and oppressive. There doesn't seem to be any rain, but it is very humid, and it's kind of this, almost like morose, and in you, especially Orozomo-san, can kind of feel it, that the land itself is kind of unhappy. Like, it's almost in pain, really.
The land here hurts.
I don't remember it being like this. I mean, you're still probably another night and then morning out before you get into
the
Lion Lands, but
yeah,
even this far out, it's kind of an ill wind.
On the bright side, it looks like we might get rained on.
Maybe. I mean, it's been kind of oppressive for the past couple hours in the humidity and the very dark clouds, but it hasn't rained. It's like it's hanging and waiting for something.
Yeah, I don't really care for that.
That rain's good for you.
Spend a void point and one of my points to shift the weather pattern up.
It does, yeah. I mean, things abate a little bit. It kind of clears up. There's some cracks in it. And you can see him doing this. Like, he kind of, like, reaches his hand up and concentrates for a bit, and the clouds kind of abate a little bit. It gets a little cooler, less humid and stuff. Even then, you feel there's some resistance. Like, it's very grim. Like there's something pushing back. You're fighting it off, but, I mean, like, it kind of tires you, so you're kind of thankful it's not the end of the day, but...
I spent my one Earth spell slot.
That's fair. So you don't really do a whole lot with Earth.
You switch those spots.
What, do you think we're such good sailors?
So you guys go to sleep. I would like you all to make void rolls.
Uh-oh. Did I get my void back?
It's just void rolls. It's based on your void score.
Yeah, not your remaining void points.
Six.
Explosion.
Do explosions work?
Yes. Yeah. It's not like a...
26.
26.
High five.
You two sleep very restfully. And the way she seems to be mostly sleeping restfully, too. You have some kind of trouble in dreams. Like, you're a child again, going there, and you're in the lens, and it's just people that are rude, they're abrupt, they're, like, you feel like someone's gonna draw a sword at any moment, and you don't remember what it is your father says. It seems like something completely innocuous, but someone draws steel at him, and he's about to get a sword right in the throat, and you wake up kind of in the middle of the night, and it was a pretty bad dream.
Okay.
You have an even worse dream. What you're dreaming is you're back at the Topaz Championship. You're searching through the Lion Tents. And this time, you find a book, or rather a scroll, and it's black. And you unfurl it, and a hand reaches out and grabs your face, and you can feel its fingernails digging into you, and you're trying to scream, but you're muffled, and you even wake up in time to see him kind of thrashing and tossing and turning a little bit in his sleep, and then finally you wake up, and for the next day you're going to be down at void point, because you rolled bad.
Do I get that void point back just for sleeping?
Yeah. Generally your void recovers.
Or my
you didn't notice anything, so that's restful sleep. Good.
It's like, man, you look like crap.
So zero sun, what's wrong? Can I walk over to him when it happened?
Mm. Oh, I think I found it. Pick up a rock. Why would you sleep on this?
I don't even say anything. I just very calmly just go about and pack up myself.
Sure.
Mostly it's because, I kind of have a funky thing going on here, too. What is that?
I'm going to look. When you ask me, I'll just kind of look in the eye and just kind of do one of those.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you interpret it or not, but I kind of just go back and do one of them.
That's good. So you guys continue on?
Yes.
You get to the border of the Great Lands of the Lions, and you did it yesterday, and you pushed the clouds, and it felt better for the rest of the evening for the most part, but today, it's even worse. Like, it's oppressive heat, and it's just dark. It's very, very, almost foggy, you would say, today. It should rain, and, you can almost feel it, it's just not raining as it should. You do get to the border. There's a small outpost there. It's waving the Lion flag. And you do see a couple men riding up on horses to meet you.
Can you find my papers out and ready?
Yep, I get the papers out.
Okay. And, two of them will stop behind, the three of them, two of them stop behind, and the one trots up in front of you. Oh, they're travelers. Very severe looking Lion Samurai. He's got one of those awesome Fu Manchu sort of.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wearing lion armor, heavy armor, riding armor. Wear your papers.
I hand them over.
Okay. I displease the expression of over his face as he reads over me. Lion are not accepted for visitors today.
What is that?
He said, "Lion are not accepting."
Are they now? Is the animal magistrate an imperial?
Yes, it's an imperial position.
You'll see my guy. If anybody's kind of looking at the rest of everybody, says that you'll see me do one of these.
I do a quick lore heraldry to find out.
Sure.
What is it? What is
lore heraldry to find out what family is from?
What family? Maybe Dojo.
Oh, okay. That's actually something I would also want to do because I'm not the same.
Nah.
Do you want to make any reasons?
I gotta make at least the one, so,
do you want to make any other reason?
No. Okay. it's not like a spell,
yeah,
like a GM.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'll take that. 29 and then?
21.
21, okay. This guy is a Matsu. Probably a Matsu.
That's not good.
Yeah.
First of all, we were sent by the our papers clearly show that we're signed by the animal magistrate. This is an important matter.
It's the line's jurisdiction to allow or disallow travelers from clan borders.
It was also our intent not to harm the clan in any way, but to disprove that the clan was actually involved in such matters. As I'm well, I'm sure you're well aware of what transpired at the Topaz Champion, being from...
I'm aware.
Our clans go way back. We both know that we need to clear your name.
You can make a etiquette.
Okay,
well,
you're one of those, right?
Yeah, and I'll call two raises.
That was
Are you using a free raise for anything? To cancel out the.
Basically, my free raise. If my free raise cancels out the one, so it's actually two raises.
Lower than the end. Yeah.
Courtesy?
Yes.
Okay. Just because I have that.
I'll do that.
That's lots.
That's 7 months.
It's like 17, 27, 37, 44, 50.
Without the reroll.
He clenches his fist for a second and then kind of releases it. He considers it work. Very well. My men will escort you to your destination.
We do not expect otherwise. We are visitors here. We are not here to.
We ask you to stay on the roads.
Understood.
Now we want to head towards.
Basically, we want to head towards the Kitsune and the Matsu land.
Kitsune and Matsu land.
Yeah.
Now, the Matsu in particular, he was the one who.
That was a Seppuku.
The Matsu was the girl who Seppuku. The Kitsu was the Shigenda.
The Kitsu is the one.
So this. The first lines we're going through, that's...
Kitsune lands will come before Matsu.
Okay, we're entering the Kitsune lands right now.
No, you're actually the Koma lands first lines you're going to cut through a little bit, but... And, I mean, but once you get past the forest, then you'll kind of head into Kitsune lands.
I'm riding kind of up next to you, and when I go up, you'll hear me very quietly in my breath, though. We're off to a fantastic start.
Pretty normal given the line.
Yeah, the line are never really
so
happy to accept visitors.
Like,
so.
Yeah, even with the papers, we were initially turned down if it wasn't for some quick words that could get really nasty really fast, so.
Honestly, I didn't expect anything.
Technically, it's the line's right.
Yeah,
they monitor the roads for all the work we got. Like, basically, you have to go through line checkpoints no matter whose land you're going into at this point. It's a line monitor of their own land.
I mean, clearly,
aside from maybe your tonal lands, like, as far as the guys is
concerned. Kind of hard for them to monitor the
roads
all the way out to the islands.
And the your tonal do the same thing at sea. Like, any sea-based routes, you have to go through the mantis. So.
I go right up to the two guys talking there. Just to make sure you mind your tongues. It's not going to take much to roll this to a head.
I think it's already there.
It is what it is.
I mean, the two guys flanking you, they don't really say anything. They seem very, like, just on the task, you know?
Yep.
And, they're keeping their eyes on you. You can tell, like, just in case, for whatever reason, one of you decides, I'm going to go this way instead.
I can take it.
Possibly one of them.
I mean, like, I'll keep my focus.
I don't really want to fight two Matsu Berserkers myself as a rank one character.
No,
not unless
no.
You like eating lots
no,
of damage.
No, I'm probably the hardiest one here.
Yes,
but
two. Anyway, okay, yeah, well, yeah.
So we run on.
Yeah,
strangely enough, that doesn't stop me from talking at them.
They studiously ignore you.
It becomes a test of their ignoring versus my storytelling.
They seem very skilled at ignoring you.
But I don't.
Maybe a little. You might see one of their, like, a vein popping in their heads. Like, you can probably just try to say, I'm going to cut this damn mantis down and keep talking at
it. Okay, I'll as soon as I see the vein pop, I'll actually run up next to him and distract you. Like, I'll make you, like, talk at me instead and just make sure that he doesn't. Yeah, I'll just basically distract you away from
him. I just start checking him a little bit.
It's pretty known. The mantis and the lion fucking hate each other. And the only reason they haven't gone to war is, where the fuck are they going to go to war? They're nowhere near each other.
I talked to you, but you can see I knew what I was doing.
Oh, yeah, and I was pulling it away to keep it from you, from, you know, trying to keep it as civil as humanly possible.
But now that you're in Lion Lands...
I will also be glaring at you. I'm not going to say anything, though. I'm just going to let it go.
Now that you get in Lion Lands and you're going further into Lion Lands, you can... I mean, you'd think the most verdant agricultural land in Rokugan would not only look better, but smell better. But there's kind of almost like... The smell is sick. Like, it's still very present.
So there's like a sticky smell.
It's probably the best way to describe it.
And that mixed with the humidity, like, I mean, they're not stopping too much, but, well, actually make stamina tests. I just want to see how far you guys get.
Just a normal stamina?
Just them.
The one at the ring. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, 17.
Yeah, keep on free.
23.
Stop. Most of ours are 2. So.
Nope.
Except for him.
10.
I mean, you guys all kind of feel it. Yorko maybe a little more, but you have to stop because it's just over at some point. It's just like, they need a break, you know? Like
when you see it, you actually see me go like this and pull at the bottom of my mask and sweat just drip out the bottom of it. Like, it can tell I'm having trouble breathing.
The lion will oblige you. I mean, they'll find a stopping point and like make it as quick as you can. Huh?
Yeah. So I'll chug as much water as I can.
Right.
Just kind of.
I mean, and it's they monitor it. I mean, but they're like even the water. Like you don't think there's anything wrong with it, but like it's kind of got this like hot.
Does this feel like Shadowlands?
Not quite, but it feels like.
You would know that
too. Yeah, I know, because I've probably been on a couple of excursions to
benches
of the Shadowlands.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. Like, you know, it's not that bad.
Okay. I didn't think it was that bad, but I mean, it's kind of.
But
is it comparable at all?
It's hard to tell because the Shadowlands does a lot of funky things with the perceptions.
That's true.
Especially the farther out you get. You can definitely tell the land's not healthy.
Yeah.
But it's probably more a case of the plague, which. To be perfectly honest, it does have something to do with the Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys do also see as you're traveling is just off in the distance, you do see a couple plumes of smoke coming from what you must expect would be nearby villages, but like large plumes of smoke. Like stuff is burning.
Like houses burning?
Like smoke?
Like the villages are burning or being put to the torch.
Right, like piles of bodies.
Yeah.
I kind of, if anybody's paying attention, I kind of, like, I'll make, like, an inact, like, I won't do it on purpose, but I'll kind of, like, jerk towards it, like, I want to run towards, like, a burning village to help out, but I realize, last second, it was like, this is Lionlands, I know of the plagues, and so I figure it's probably related to that.
Yeah.
They're probably just taking care of business.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think you're on the side.
Okay. Well, if you want to make awareness, that's why you guys are stopped for a minute.
Okay. Just straight awareness, or are you talking about
investigation?
Okay.
Rolling.
Today. Put up our
9.
23.
17.
I'm still recovering from.
I'm exploding like a madman.
Jerking for a second, you stop and you're like, this isn't my lands. And you look at the guards, and they have like very frustrated looks on their faces as they're
like, they want to go.
Not that they want to, but more like they know what's going on, and they're like, God damn it, that's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Okay.
But I mean, they. They regain their composure before anyone else notices, but you do catch it for a second.
Yeah,
I know it's your movement. I don't know it's their movement at all.
Okay.
But, you know, right to stay in the past.
I know. That's just hard to talk.
We've all been through this in our own way. Unfortunately, they've had to deal with it longer than us.
You've never been a crack, my friend.
This is true.
Kind of a job description.
To be fair, the crab are still in the process of retaking their lands.
Yeah.
Like,
they basically live in scorpion land.
Yeah. I mean, you probably, I mean, there were some crab dojos. You guys are retaking it. A lot of it, after the war, it's rebuilding.
Yeah, it is. A lot of it is.
You don't really have the plague as much, but your lands have been, in a lot of ways, stomped flat. And it's pretty hard to watch. I'm sure you probably know what the line feel like to
a degree, yeah.
And I'm sure you do too, because the scorpion have a new festering pit in their backyard. So.
There were
They got hit hard by the plague, too, didn't they?
They got hit pretty hard by the plague. I mean, it's knowledge. I mean, their clan champions died of the plague.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, so, like, it's it did hit them not as badly as it hit the crane, or especially the lion.
Yeah.
But
I think it struck probably just as uniquely.
Well,
losing their clan champion.
That hurts. Yes.
If not as badly, but as deeply.
What's the clan champion's name?
The former clan champion is Bayushi Paneki. The current clan champion is Bayushi Miyako, his wife, his widow.
Is that a standard thing, whereas if you were married, the widow becomes, or
not
just that she was also
always,
like, it's just
a lot of times,
if the successor is not of age yet.
Yeah,
then,
because he did have a son.
Okay.
She's basically regenting for their son.
Okay.
But it was also wartime when he died, and the destroyers were heading to Scorpion Lands, so
they need somebody there
to take control. Yes. And she's a warrior. She was a warrior in her own right long before they were married.
How does... Now, just for structure-wise, daimyo versus clan champions.
Clan champions are also frequently the daimyo of that family.
Okay.
But they're basically like half a step ahead of the daimyo.
Okay.
Like, they report... The daimyo report directly to the clan champion. Like, the family daimyo reports to the clan champion. The clan champion reports only to the emperors or the imperial court.
Okay.
Basically. So, basically, the clans are basically mini fiefdoms.
Okay.
Serving under the Empress. So,
and all the fiefdoms being
the
clan at the time, at the head of these areas.
Yeah, the empire, the clans, the families,
and
like
the
vassal families.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
All that stuff.
So
after, you know, you guys are given a minute to regain your composure, which does almost earn a sneer from the line as you get back on your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Like, you would expect it, because it's like you've shown a weakness for a second.
I know.
You guys are continued along.
Book.
Dirk.
Book.
And there's the emperor.
You don't need to know what this is.
A nice spiky tattoo bump.
So she has a seems like we need to get you some extra rest this evening.
I'm fine, thank you.
No, I don't mean it as an insult.
I'm worried, I'm fine. Let's continue on. I'll go as long as we will, and then continue on.
He's a fine young samurai, Doji-san.
He
is strong.
He's strong. I just want to make sure we're all at our top where I need to be.
I'm still here, by the way. Thank you for the compliment.
He's brave, too.
You can tell that I'm just kind of like, all right, we're good. You can clearly, I'm behind you guys, but I'll keep up.
They will lead you on as the sun starts to set and starts to rise. They'll find you a resting spot. Rest here. Continue on. It's another 2 days out. We have to return to our duties. Don't cause any trouble.
It's not our intent.
They'll kind of give you a
thank
nod,
you.
And they'll clap the horse and head back off.
Would it be respectful just to bow at all? Like, then before they go, I will do the
mm-hmm.
word as well. I'll do as, you know, as respectfully as I can.
Sure. Question about tea ceremony.
Okay.
Can that be done on the open road? Has that got to really be a kind of...
It takes about an hour to complete the teaching.
Yeah, and it's generally for specific activities. Like, you might practice it yourself at home and stuff, but,
mm-hmm.
like, it's generally for meeting someone new in a formal setting and stuff.
Okay.
It's not something that's done all the time.
That's the thing
about
it. It's a restful thing.
I mean, you can do it. You can do it. There's nothing.
If you set it up, my character nerd would like come over and like be like, I have no idea how to do this.
Keep in mind, I mean, everyone who's taking part has to make rolls.
Oh,
so
everybody makes rolls.
Well, it's harder.
It's
harder for every other person involved. But you can do it.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah,
it's
not right now.
No, it was mostly my way of kind of adding, because things seem very rough right now already,
mm-hmm.
and it would be, something that...
Well, if you feel it's appropriate, you can do it. I mean, it's not... There's no cultural taboo against it. It's just not something that's done all the time.
Then I would attempt it just because I hope it would help maybe raise a little bit.
Okay. Are you inviting everyone?
I kind of feel I have to because I don't want to... It feels almost insulting just the way you...
Well, you would definitely shouldn't do one of these. Like,
so yeah, I would invite everybody there.
Okay.
So
you can make
five.
You make a roll on that.
It's probably gonna be good. But
it would be disrespectful not to participate.
You know what?
Yes.
I am going to.
If you're offered, I mean, you're probably gonna want to be like, okay, I'm going.
I'm spending a void to do a T-song on.
So you don't have
to. No, I do have T-song, but I want. But I know it's tougher.
Right.
Don't you get a void back and do the T-song?
I do, but it's a little gamey. But the idea is the fact that I already know it's tougher because there's more people.
It just in the end, it just ends up being easy.
Right. And besides,
that's five extra for
five. 15 plus five for
the
second after the second.
Second, including myself?
Yes.
Okay, so 5, 10. So it'll be 20, 25, 30 plus a raise, so 35. Yeah, it's not going to be. Probably not going to do well. In fact, hey, I can get some tea.
Plus, you got a salary of 100.
Yeah, that's why I said 35. It's
all right. It just takes 30 minutes to do it, so...
Yeah, I did not roll any explosions, so... That's only 23, so I did not make it.
Yeah, not quite good.
No, so you guys need to go back to that.
You can tell he's trying, but it's probably a combination of being out on the open road and not in the court, and the area being what it is. It's
that's the second for the
team. Yeah,
the joke goes out to all of us.
Unfortunately, this does not have the comic effect that I was expecting it to have. This is just a little off in that way.
Can I have helped him with that, or?
Not generally. He was the one performing it. You were taking part. So. But what do you guys do for the rest of the night?
I tell more stories.
Yes. At one point, I'm actually going to, if anybody catches me do this, I just step away from it a little bit, and I have a little scarf thing, and you'll see me very quickly wrap it around my face and pull the mask off so I can clean out the inside of the mask, kind of air it out a little bit from the day and everything like that.
Yeah.
So when I return, I have this wrapped around my face, and you'll see my hair is just kind of real short and scraggly and kind of crappy, but I have the mask in front of me, I'm cleaning it out.
I continue on with, my agent's kind of working on that. I don't know about you, she's like also there.
He's probably practicing his kenjutsu a little bit, but also keeping watch.
Okay.
Doing stuff like that. So.
I'm probably more paying attention to my technique than anything else. So I'm probably not looking around much.
I might actually give you a few pointers.
Okay.
On your agents.
Oh, that would be definitely helpful. While I was fancying this from a family standpoint, but the finer points, I'm sure, will be learned later. I just need the basics.
Basics, yeah. The basics tend to be the same no matter what school you go through for Ajutsu, but it's when you get more advanced that they separate.
It's the speed that I need to work on. I'm slow. I'm aware of my surroundings, but...
It all comes with practice. Interesting to see the courtiers practicing Ajutsu.
Let's just say the gym is the beginning of taste for it. I'd like to continue learning more about
you
it.
You did well for a 4 year. No, I just did well.
I surprised myself. That does not happen often. But yes, it's supposed to come off as like, because I know I'm good at it.
It's not that. I'm watching you guys do this, and I do this kind of, out of force of habit, but if everybody's paying attention, I have one of my small daggers.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm just flipping daggers incredibly agile, like, between my fingers.
Crashing knuckles.
Yeah, like,
and
now...
I like you were doing with a pen these days, but now it's being done with a dagger.
Right, I'm doing it with a dagger, I'm not cutting myself
when
right there.
When throwing them,
just yeah, it's just like, you see me doing this, and, like, you guys think I'm magic, and I'm very expert just flipping this around in my hand, just idly watching, like, it's nothing.
I mean, people use knives.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I've probably seen plenty of, like, Warriors and the crab do that.
Yeah, okay.
It's that, and you're an actor, so you're a performer, so some of the stuff you do probably involves knives and things.
Okay, that's fine.
And additional flair.
Yeah.
On a side note, you notice I seem to have knives just about everywhere.
Hmm. Rambo of knives.
You're a strange man.
Well, why would you say that?
I don't see too many carrying that's about covered in knives.
Knives are useful. Utilitarian.
Yeah, one or two, maybe.
You lose a lot on the boat.
I guess.
You throw one, you're not getting it back.
If you don't hit it. Target, yes.
Well, that's, sometimes even that, and then he goes,
charge.
Fair.
Charge.
My character's never going to go to that shark thing. It's not going to happen. Yeah, so I'll keep watch for the first part of the night, as usual.
Can we investigation as well?
It's alright. If it's alright, I don't know if we manage anything, but I'll bury myself a little bit away from the camp, so I'm not very visible for hunting.
Do you want to make a stealth check first then?
Yeah.
I'll take second watch. See if it comes, if it matters.
Are you just doing two watches then?
What standard?
If I usually will probably be like, I'll take the third.
Okay, so we'll split. Let's we'll watch in the three parts. Let the court hear his beans.
And I get the prey.
Very well, very well.
Okay, so that's 14, 25, 32. I'm going to self check to hide myself so I can get a better view of whatever. And investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the crackles 10.
You roll with it, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Still goes great. Why?
You don't notice anything. Seems to be, it's a kind of dark night, darker than it was even last night. Like, you can barely see the stars through the cloud covering the fog cover. But you don't really see anything.
Okay. So then my watch, I'll gingerly wake you up.
Okay. And I'll move up. If the fire's still going, I'll move away from it just to preserve my night vision.
Sure.
And then I won't stealth, but I'll move away a bit just to
kind of like
just
soak up.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make a investigation check.
I'm just gonna wait.
Can I bump up the skill from last time?
Twenty-four.
You also don't see anything.
Sorry, just as a thing. So if I wanted to rank up something, it had to be. If I wanted to rank something up to 3, right, or rank in, like, investigate from 2 to 3,
it's 3 HP.
3.
It's
whatever rank you go.
Whatever rank you're buying.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have to buy each rank.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Okay.
You should have
3, 6.
Yeah, you should have a total of.
Well, I didn't get any last game because I was there. So.
Done.
I believe you got some because you already got some for still completing the story.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave you experience. It should be written on there.
Okay. Oh, that's your plus 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the same XP as yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should have 52 total.
Okay.
40 from the initial.
I wanted to give you guys an even playing field for this. Nick's unfortunately gonna lag a little behind now.
Okay, that's fine.
Void rolls for y'all.
Do we get attack from sleeping?
Yeah.
I 8. Okay, it's 10.
Okay.
8.
Well, then. Ooh. Exploding eye. And more.
28.
Together, room asleep soundly. Ain't nothing.
There's still ain't nothing to it.
Ain't nothing.
Shadowlands.
It's just ain't nothing.
You have a dream you're on a song where you're sailing, except you're sailing and the sea catches fire. And you can't see the horizon, it's all just smoke.
There's nothing good about that.
You have no way to know where you're going. You hear the screams of your father somewhere in the distance, like out, like he's trying to find you and he can't see you. Very unpleasant.
That is a void.
No.
You didn't roll that.
No.
You don't really have another dream so much, but you, your face itches when you wake up for
did
a second. Like,
stop this
what had been grabbing the hand had been clutching at you again. You also don't lose a blade this time. And, you find yourself in a duel against a lion, and he looks, he has the killer's instinct, and he's ready to strike, and you're going for your sword, but you see him moving, like, through molasses. You can't reach your shoulder.
Those kind of dreams.
And he's next, like, you blink, and he's in front of you, and, like, ready to come down on you. And right before he hits you, you wake up again. You still don't lose a blade, though.
Yeah.
No blade.
Well, that was an unpleasant night.
I don't know about you. I slept fine.
Did you have a dream?
I always have a dream.
Are there any visible
this
signs?
This one does not involve what it normally
involves.
Not that we know. He's
got
a mask on.
Well, his mask doesn't cover his whole face. The way he described
it was like right.
It covers like
it's a limit. You're
and it's pretty see through too, isn't it?
No, it's a solid piece.
Oh, okay.
It's a piece of fabric.
Oh, solid piece. Okay.
Yeah, it
was just simple.
The only thing that you can see is this, and I usually do a little bit of that black stuff to do that. So
oh, okay. I thought the way you described it before, I thought it was just your nose down.
Well, yeah, and then I had the helmet piece.
Oh, then you got
it.
Okay.
And it's got the little flappy thing in the back. So normally I always use my eyes. But I do go up to, and this time very politely. Do you have a thing that's this one?
Not especially one that's important.
So I asked, did you have a disease, something off?
Off?
Yeah.
No.
I don't like these ornaments. I'll just go back to packing up my stuff.
Well, that's mean to say.
I'll just want to say that and start packing up again.
Okay, I'm going to stop it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.